Praise the Lord, the mighty God. Praise the Lord, we have a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's a faithful God. Well, first of all, I'm going to just give you some statistics. You like statistics? Okay. In the Old Testament, the word God, or it actually it's the whole Bible. I'm not reading all my notes. Okay. In the whole Bible, the word God is mentioned 4,473 times. 4,473 times. It sounds like God wants us to know him, doesn't he?
Yes.
He's in completely the word. We call it the word of God. Yes, it is. It is the word of God. And so as we study the word, we become established in the word. In the word of God, and we follow that word of God. That's overcoming. Sometimes he asks some very hard things for us to go through. But see, he sees the end. We just see now. He sees the end. He's working in us through all of these things. In Genesis 1:1, the very first verse, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah, the beginning of the creation. In other scriptures say that Jesus, the Son, created all things. In Colossians 1:13-17, it says that Jesus is the one who created all things. But God the Father, God the Son, God, you know, God the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord. In Colossians 1, it says, speaking of Christ, who had delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Now, who is this person he's talking about? Verse 18, he is the head of the body, the church. It's talking about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. He had that place with his Father, and he gave that up that we might be redeemed. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. And in Genesis 1:26, the Lord spoke, it was God the Father, God the Son, because he says, let us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. A lot of people are really mistaken about what makes up mankind. You know, we know that our Father has a voice, our Father has a mind, our Father has his own being. The Lord Jesus has had a human body. We know all that, and we believe that, but a lot of people don't believe it. Job, in 36 of Job, in verse 5, behold, God is mighty, and he despises not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. What kind of God do you follow? A little weak God that can't meet your needs? Yeah, no. The word mighty there in that Old Testament verse in Job says, it means in the original, God is a mighty God of power, of strength, a valiant God. That word valiant in the Bible means a stout-hearted God, showing bravery and valor and heroic and courageous. And of course, Jesus did that, didn't he, when he was on the earth? He exposed himself to all the people, and they wanted, many of them wanted to crucify him, kill him. Praise the Lord. Psalm 106:2. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? You know, I was raised, my father was a minister. And I have seen many acts of the Lord in my life, how God healed. I'll never forget an old man that was in our meeting in Depew, Oklahoma, where our sister's from. And he would come up to testify, and there was a little rug in front of the pulpit, so he would go down there and he'd lay down on that rug. I was 5 years old, so this was very entertaining, okay? And he would lay down there and he'd start out his testimony. I was laying on my back and I could not get up. And there was nothing I could do. The doctor said I was going to die. And, you know, God raised me up. And he would jump up off of that floor. And, oh, my, I was excited. You know, I mean, I'm sure my brothers and sisters were, too. I was the fourth of five kids. But anyway, we all just waited for Brother Henry to get up there and give his testimony because it was so wonderful. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but I had to tell you that because it's kind of funny. In Psalm 106:2, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who shall show forth all his praise? That's what the Lord wants from us, is praise. He is the Lord. He is the faithful God. He is the one that loves us so much that he gave his only son for us. Oh, how we should worship and praise our Lord. He is so wonderful. My dad preached on the mark of the beast when I was five, and I think I told you that. I was at the back of the church, and boy, when he started talking about the mark of the beast, I got down on my knees and asked the Lord to save me. My mother always read the scripture to us every day. She read the Bible stories. I knew all the stories by heart, but I believe that that's when I really received that salvation from the Lord. Hallelujah. And then I was filled with the Spirit. I wasn't even praying for the Holy Spirit. We went to pray for this lady that was sick in Albuquerque, and she was so sick, and she lived in an adobe house with adobe floor. And I got in the kitchen, and I was praying because my parents were in the bedroom praying for this lady who was dying. And she was healed, by the way. And as I was praying, the power of the Holy Spirit came on me. I was 8 years old, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit. My parents heard me speak in tongues, and I was laying on the floor. I was laying on the floor worshiping the Lord. I'm so thankful. So thankful. The Lord loves us, and he works in us. Even when we're children, if we yield our lives to God, you know, he is so faithful, ever faithful. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. We're going to go back to Psalm 150. I think I spoke on it the other night, too, but I want us to go back to Psalm 150. And, of course, this is a beautiful song, Psalm. Praise the Lord. He's so something to be praised, isn't he? Is our God worthy of praise? Yes, he certainly is. We can't praise him enough. And this psalm is just so full of praise. Why don't you read it with me? Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him on the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. When we say praise the Lord, this is what it means, to shine, making a show. So it isn't, you know, a lot of churches, thank you, God, thank you, God. Keep everything really quiet because that's how they were raised to do, praise the Lord. But this word praise means something that's loud. When the children of Israel praised the Lord, it was magnificent. It also means to boast. When we praise the Lord, we're boasting about him, how great he is, how wonderful he is. It means to rave. I'm raving this morning. Praise the Lord. Celebrate, to commend. We commend the Lord, how beautiful he is, how wonderful he is. He's our Lord, and we glory in the Lord. Hallelujah. He desires our praises. He wants us to worship him, doesn't he? Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 9:6, prophecy of Christ, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Oh, how we praise our Lord. We praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That word mighty, the Lord is mighty. Did you know that? I hope everybody here has experienced the Lord's might. Hallelujah. I wanted our sister to tell you about how she was healed, because I know that you need healing. There's some here that are really in need of healing. And this word mighty means he's powerful. He's a champion. He's the mighty one. He's valiant. Jesus came and he showed us his mighty character when he came here to this earth. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He could have come down off the cross, but he was here to die for our sake. Oh, hallelujah. His Father spoke out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Another time he spoke and he said, God the Father said, "Hear ye him. Hear ye him." Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus showed his God character so many times because he performed great miracles and healings and that, you know, way that he was producing the bread and the fish for the 5,000 people. We think we have a big deal when we have a few, huh? And he even stilled the waves with his power. He walked on the water. That time he stilled those waves, he said, "Peace, be still," and the waves just stopped. That's the God we have. In my experience in life, I have had the Lord stop the waves quite a few times in my life. Hallelujah. God has been so wonderful and so precious to me. I praise him. Hallelujah. So Jesus showed God's character by his miracles, by his healing, all of those things that he did. In Habakkuk 1:12, which you don't have to turn to, it's kind of hard to find. So it says that from everlasting, O Lord, my God, mine Holy One. Hallelujah. Art thou not? From everlasting, O Lord, my God, mine Holy One. I saw marvelous healings when I was a child, but I see healings nowadays too. Hallelujah. God is faithful and able. No matter what is going on in our life, he's able. Takes away the hurts and all of the things that he does. So just think of the miracles that God has performed, showing who he is. Notice this phrase. My God. Scripture says he is my God. Amen. He's your God. He's over you. Glory to God. Some of the Bible calls him my God. And others exclaim that he is the God of my father. That's what they said. One individual said that he's the God of my father. Well, we don't want it just to be the God of our father in the natural. We want it to be our God, don't we? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Exodus, Moses said this, "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation, my deliverance." If we need to be delivered from something, the only the Lord can do that. We can't help out one another and get deliverance. But it is by faith in Jesus and faith in the Word of God. He has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Praise the Lord. And that's, where is that? Moses talking about the tabernacle or the temple or something. The tabernacle, I think, at that time. What is that to us? Our insides. We prepare a place for God to come and possess us and be here with us and guide our life. Hallelujah. How faithful he is. Hallelujah. Numerous times in the Old Testament, it says, our God, He is our God. He never fails. We know that. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul, 7 times in his writings, he says, my God. Possession. He's my God. He cares about me. He cares about you individually. Sometimes we go through something that's so hard, and we wonder, well, where are you, God? You know, He's right here with us, in us. Glory to God. So what kind of relationship have you got with God? He's our Father God. The scripture says He's our Father God. He says that God is our provider. The Bible says God is my Savior. God is my life. He's the King and Lord of my life. And all the blessings of God are yours because you're a child of God. Yours as a believer, as a child of the living God. It's wonderful. It's so wonderful, isn't it? So think about it. What do we need? What do we need? He knows all of our needs even before we ask, but He wants us to ask Him. And when we ask Him, He comes and He meets those needs. There are people who think of God as a vengeful, angry, hard-to-please God. We learn, though, the wonderful love of God, don't we? As David said, God is my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Another verse, God is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. Psalm 145, 9. He is good, and His mercy endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27:13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, these are the words of Jesus, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Praise the Lord. I want us all to say this together. Our God. Our God. That's who He is. He isn't failing. He isn't failing us. I know a lot of people pray for something for years and maybe it doesn't happen and they think, well, Lord isn't hearing me. He hears us. He is our God. Now we're going to put the personal pronoun on it. My God. My God. Hallelujah. So the invitation today to make God as your God. Call on Him in the day of trouble. Call on Him and worship Him when you're not in trouble. Praise the Lord. He really likes that. He likes for us to just start worshiping Him and loving Him. Hallelujah. Jesus is our Savior. He's the God of our strength. We cannot go on without Him. If you try it, you're going to find. You're going to fall flat on your face. And then the Lord will say, He'll come and He'll pick you back up. He does that, doesn't He? Hallelujah. So today, that's what I'm going to bring to you. Kind of a short message, but just something that the Lord blessed in my heart. And He has been so precious to me. And we know that we have some here that need healing today. And we're going to have a song, and we will sing a song here to end the service. And as they are singing, we want people who need faith and healing, come right here, and we're going to pray for you. Whatever your need is, if you don't need healing, you need something else, well, come and pray at the altar. We will be glad to pray for you, okay? Hallelujah. God is good. We're going to go from this place in victory? Yes. What's the answer? Yes! We are in victory with the Lord. There is nothing that you go through that God cannot help and God cannot do because He's so powerful. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God.